Thank you, Sarah. Our final news stories include two tragic deaths, but first, hospital fines are of great concern.
A crucial expansion of premises at the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to improve patient care is under threat, as NHS bosses threaten to impose fines of up to £10 million on the hospital trust. Its chief executive is warning. Mark Davies said the NNN is full and needs more space, but he fears plans to build new facilities could be affected by the trust being forced to pay fines for missing patient targets in 2015-16. As demand rises, the hospital is not meeting key targets in A&E, cancer and referral to treatment. To stop this spiral, Mr. Davies wants to build a new day surgery and diagnostic unit and expand A&E. This expansion is crucial, Mr. Davies said. We're setting aside money for the expansion, which we need to treat patients more speedily, but we're having to spend the money on paying these fines instead.
A man claims that a new cycle path has made his life a, quote, nightmare. Steve Barber of Heathgate, Norwich, said that the route, lined with metal railings, ruined his view and the bright lights stayed on all night and disturbed his sleep. The path was built by contractors for Norwich City Council as part of its pink pedalway from the Norfolk and Norwich University Hospital to Heartsease. 2 years ago, I used to look out of my kitchen window and there was nothing but grass and trees, said the 52-year-old, who is a security company director. But in the last 2 weeks, they've basically destroyed everything you could see. It's lit up like Blackpool Tower, and there's huge amounts of mud at the bottom. It's a nightmare, said Mr. Barber. He claimed that he was not consulted about the work, and that he had been promised that lights were motion sensitive, but they actually stayed on all night. City Council officers insist that there was full consultation, including letters to residents and public notices. The lighting contractors installed the lights, but they were awaiting programming by the manufacturer.
A school community is in mourning after a cherished pupil died when a bouncy castle was blown away at an Easter funfair. Despite being rushed to hospital, 7-year-old Summer Grant died after suffering multiple injuries in the tragedy in Harlow Town Park. Tributes have since poured in for the youngster, who lived in Brayford Close in Helston with her mother and younger sister, and was a pupil at nearby Valley Primary School. School friends and well-wishers left colourful floral tributes, teddy bears and moving messages on a railing outside the school.
And a victim of the contaminated blood scandal, who claimed the government was waiting for her and others to die before offering adequate compensation, has died from cancer caused by the infection. Tributes were paid to Norwich woman Annie Walker, who died on Sunday at Priscilla Bacon Lodge, aged 62. Miss Walker, of Mousehold House, was one of thousands of people nationwide given infected blood or blood products by the NHS during the 1970s and 80s, and it left her fighting illness throughout her adult life. She contracted hepatitis C from an otherwise routine blood transfusion at the age of just 19, which then caused cirrhosis of her liver and led to cancer in 2014. In spite of a liver transplant, she was given just months to live after being told the cancer had spread. Throughout her illness, she campaigned to increase awareness of Hep C and for better treatment for those affected by the scandal, who still feel the government has failed to properly investigate the issue or provide proper compensation. In a special report last year, this paper backed those victims, dozens of whom are from this region, and highlighted the many ways they continue to be failed over something that was not their fault. That's all for this edition of Chatterbox. When you're finished with this memory stick, pop it in the wallet supplied and drop it in a postbox, preferably by next Tuesday, not forgetting to turn the address label over, and there's no postage to pay at all. Don't worry if you haven't listened to everything by next week. Keep your memory stick until you have listened to all that interests you. We hope you've enjoyed listening to Chatterbox, and our thanks go to the team that produced it. The editor was Sarah Lusher, and the sound recordist was Brian Kerridge. We always like to hear from you, so please do call us on 01603 765 365, that's 01603 765 365, or visit our website on cbtn.org.uk. So, from everyone at Chatterbox, goodbye.